I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Voluntary practices to limit nutrient runoff in waterways by Colorado agricultural producers may not be enough to prevent eventual mandatory rules. In 2012, the state said it would allow voluntary best practices with Colorado Regulation 85. Regulation 85 sets a 2022 timeline for evaluation of the voluntary approach. That's why the Colorado Corn Growers Association and Colorado Corn Administrative Committee are hoping to get the word out to producers who are using effective and innovative practices to record and track their own progress.
We really want them to be able to showcase the progress that they've made, and then also, you know, kind of highlight to all the other producers that we have these best management practices, so many resources for people to use to improve their nutrient management. But we just really need to be proactive on this to make sure that we don't, if there's not enough, data that shows the progress that we've made in nutrient management and agriculture, that we are probably going to, look at some kind of mandatory regulations from the state in 2022. And those one-size-fits-all regulations aren't very easy to work with in agriculture, where operations are so different. So we just really want to get that Regulation 85 issue out there for producers.
Eric Brown with Colorado Corn says many of Colorado's farmers and ranchers have responded by working proactively to safeguard the state's waterways, and leaders in the ag industry are encouraging more producers to do the same.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.